Schoolcraft, Lumen Christi, much anticipated matchup here into the final eight teams in Division 7. Tom Ratchford alongside and Josh Ankrell, our executive producer director. Tom, quite a field left in Division 7, and this might be the championship game. Who knows?
Greg, we've been doing this 24 years together, and I can't ever possibly remember a night where we sat here and gone over a team that the Titans are getting ready to play where that school has more playoff appearances than Lumen Christi. The Eagles of Schoolcraft have a wonderful, wonderful playoff history. They've been in the playoffs 30 years. Titans have only been in the playoffs 29. Oh. And they're on a fantastic run, obviously. But my point is Schoolcraft has a magnificent history and a great program. They've won the state championship three times. They were runners-up three more times. So they've got quite a pedigree. This is a program very similar to the Titans of Lumen Christi in the fact that they know how to prepare for games like this and seasons like this, and they're having a wonderful season, and they're not going to be surprised by anything. And these kids and these coaches know precisely, and the community knows what to do and what to expect.
They've scored 544 points. That's a lot of points, Tom.
Well, and to be honest,
pressure on the defense.
Right, and to be honest with you, they haven't played anywhere near as good a schedule as Lumen Christi has.
Sure.
And the Titans could have scored dozens and dozens of more points and touchdowns had they elected to when they were trouncing these other teams. But the fact is, they played Kalamazoo United, Kalamazoo Hackett, if you will, just as close as Lumen Christi did. One play either way, and, you know, the records could be opposite. Lumen Christi beat Kalamazoo United by making a goal line stand on a two-point conversion with a minute and 23 seconds left in the game. And after having a 14-0 lead and giving up two straight touchdowns late, they were able to hold on a goal line stand. And United was able to beat Schoolcraft by a touchdown in the last game of the season. And, of course, they're still in the playoffs. Schoolcraft is in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They're in that Lakeshore Division, and they were tri-champs. So them, Constantine, and Kalamazoo United took turns beating each other. And that's good ball. Constantine went to the district final last week at Hillsdale and got beat by a real good Hillsdale Hornet squad. And Kalamazoo United is still playing. They're playing Lansing Catholic this evening. So it's pretty decent ball. Some of the lower schools in the league aren't. It's the same thing with Lumen Christi's league. The bottom schools are not. So you make sure you take care of those situations. And, you know, they come in here with a 10-1 record with decent playoff history by scoring a lot of points. It will highlight their great quarterback, Alex Thole, who's thrown for maybe 2,500 or some yards, and then everybody's going to be looking at running back Kobe Clark, who's rushed for, I don't know, 1,585 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And 35 touchdowns.
Oh, my. And he's got a lot of those. Also, he's got six touchdowns receiving. So that's a threat, too. Thole can throw the ball. We watched him in pregame warm-ups. They're very good. He throws to four receivers, as you're going to hear in a minute. And Schoolcraft is an excellent, excellent opponent here on this regional championship night.
And we're probably 15 minutes or so away from the opening kickoff tonight. Our game presented by Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, many other great sponsors. We'll hear from a couple of them right now. We'll be back in 3 minutes and talk to Lumen coach Herb Brogan on the pregame show as we get set for Lumen Christi Schoolcraft on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen with Tom Rashford and Greg O'Connor. We're about 10 minutes or so from kickoff. Lumen Christi Schoolcraft on WKHM. Call your friends out of town. They get the game very easily. WKHM TitanFootball.com. Earlier today, we talked to Titan coach Herb Brogan.
You've been doing this a long time. You still get nerved up for a game like this, don't you?
Oh, of course you do. And, you know, my wife at home says the same thing. You know, we'll be sitting there and she'll say, I can tell you're thinking about the game.
Yeah.
You know, as I said to somebody yesterday, I said, you know, you play during the season. I think we told this to the kids last night. And you got a big game with Western or Coldwater or Marshall. And the difference is if you lose that game, you know, you're still going to be eligible for the playoffs. The difference is now you lose a ball game, your season's over. So it just puts added pressure on everybody.
Yeah, you got a lot of great seniors that they certainly don't want it to end tonight.
No, they don't. You know, the more effort that you put into something, you know, the more important it is to you, and the more it stings if you do put up. So I expect a great effort from our kids.
Herb, this is a good team you play tonight. Now, it may not be the best team you play all year, but they certainly are the most explosive. They've scored 544 points.
Well, I think they've got the best collection of skilled kids that we've seen all year long. You know, and they've got a mix. They got a quarterback that throws it really well, but he runs all over the field. You know, you put pressure on him, he escapes, and when he escapes, he makes big plays downfield. They got the Clark kid at tailback, who's a finalist in the top 10 for Player of the Year, so you know that he's the real deal. Number three in the slot's really slippery, and you know he's very difficult to tackle in space. And then they've got a 6'5 kid, you know, that they like to throw the fades to. So they've got a really good mix of skill kids, different types of bodies and the like, and kids that are just really difficult to tackle in space.
After I talked to you the other day, you even had me dreaming of contain. You got to really contain that offense, don't you? And I guess try to funnel them into the middle of the field.
Yeah, you don't want the quarterback running around to the outside. And he's escaped outside against everybody that we've seen on film. So, you know, our defensive end's got a big responsibility. You know, if we get some pressure up the middle, if we can keep him contained there, we're going to be in great shape. But if he escapes outside, you know, I've seen four or five touchdown passes he's thrown. You know, he's not just escaping and running the ball. He's escaping and he's looking to throw, and mm-hmm. he makes big plays.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of skill on offense, and, you know, defensively, you can score on them, certainly, but they're still good, and a lot of those kids are going both ways.
They are, but, you know, we've had a number of kids doing that, do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, conditioning can play a role, but it's, you know, it's not mid-August, so the conditions are a little bit easier on everybody. You know, we certainly expect our kids on the front to play well on both sides of the ball, and I think they're going to probably struggle with our offensive line as most teams have this year. So, you know, you got to kind of try to keep the ball out of their hands, which means you've got to put drives together, which means you can't fumble the ball or turn it over with dumb penalties and the like, because every time they've got the ball in their hands, they got the potential to score.
Yeah. Cold weather, good for the running game?
Well, I would hope so. I don't think it's going to be cold enough to play, you know, play a major role. It certainly would have been a couple of days ago. But cold weather is not going to be our enemy, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. How about these eight teams left in Division 7, Herb? That is quite a field.
It is. I've seen most of them. You know, that game with PW and New Lothrop is going to be a dandy. All of our guys have seen both of them probably favor New Lothrop, but again, with these weather conditions, who knows? I've seen Traverse City, St. Francis, and that's about it, what you would expect. And I've seen Loyola, their big, strong, power-running team.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of teams that are left that are capable of winning the whole thing.
Yeah. What's the key for you guys tonight? Just mistake-free football?
I mean, I think, Greg, you get to this point, you know, everybody talks about cliches, but cliches are cliches for a reason, and it's because they speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we can't have any bonehead penalties, and we've got to protect the football, can't put it on the ground. And we have to, you know, like we talked about, keep their quarterback inside and do our best to limit the Clark kid at tailback. But you've just got to play well. At this point, You know, it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy at this point. So just got to go out and play as well as you can and hope things fall in place for you.
Well, you live for these matchups, don't you?
I already told the kids that the other night. We said, this is a reason that you're wearing those gold helmets. You know, the games like this are what you come to school here for. So we're excited to play it.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Thirty-three straight games. What's even more remarkable than that is they have won a playoff winning streak of 17 consecutive games, which is absolutely incredible. Of course, it's 3 years of five each, and then the first two in the pre-district and district of this season. So a 17-game playoff winning streak, three straight state championships, and a winning streak of 33 games for 40th year now. Head coach Herb Brogan, the fourth winningest coach in state history.
Let's take a quick two break, and we'll be right back with the opening kickoff. Lumi Christi Schoolcraft, Division 7 quarterfinal, right to play in the Final Four in Division 7. That is next on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here we go, back at Lumi Christi. It'll be Schoolcraft to receive the opening kickoff tonight. And Kevin Salazar has it teed up and lined up for Lumi Christi in the center of the field. Schoolcraft, they have they copied Western with these jerseys. They have a kind of a light gold on white, and it's very difficult to ascertain.
It's a darn shame. It's a white jersey with those light pale gold numbers, and we'll keep an eye on quarterback Alex Thol and running back Kobe Clark, and then kind of guess on the rest of them.
Driving kick by Salazar all the way down into the end zone. That went over Kobe Clark into the end zone.
Boy,
and it will be Schoolcraft at the 20-yard line.
Salazar has done a terrific job kicking the ball all season for the Titans.
Really improved, hasn't he, Tom?
Man. And he plays some defense, too. He'll get out on the field and rough it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
Make a tackle every now and then on a kickoff on the kickoff team.
Football at the 20-yard line. The explosive Schoolcraft offense out there. Alex Thol, the quarterback. And he's got Clark in the backfield. Fakes to Clark. He fires over the middle. Caught. That's 35-yard line and a first down. They just ran a slant to Jimmy Downs, and that ball was right on the numbers.
Well, you just heard Lumi Christi coach Herb Brogan talk about number three, Jimmy Downs, and that slant, and Thol just absolutely has a cannon, and that was a bullet and a first down for the Eagles.
On first, they throw the other way, and that one's incomplete. Underthrew his intended target. That would have been just a yard or so had they even caught it. And I'm not sure. I think that was number eight.
Looks like eight.
Parker Lawrence.
Titans
second down and 10, Schoolcraft.
Titans in press coverage up on the receivers.
Cole gives it to Clark. Turns the corner. Pretty good yardage out over the 40 to the 41. Very patient run by Kobe Clark will give them a third and about four.
Titans had him stopped at the point of attack, but he bounced that to the outside and did a good job there, gaining about six.
Elrose Steele, American Title, County National Bank, Jackson Catholic Schools, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Part of our group. And Thol stands back 35. Lobs it down the sideline, incomplete. Good coverage. Basil Hampton on the big receiver, Harmon DeVries. That'll bring up a fourth down and a punt situation here for Schoolcraft.
Okay, good job by the Titans on that first possession of downs. Gave up one first down, but held them on the second.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be a great night to throw, but this is a team that can really throw it. And they threw it three times and ran it once. Here's the kick. No fair catch. That was very dangerous by Jack Kelly, but he hung on. Got about 3 yards out to the 32-yard line.
Well,
and here come the Titans.
Jack Kelly has become a very, very dependable, reliable kid back there to catch those punts and field those. So he makes the grab, keeps it from bouncing on this kind of slippery field. It went down before the game, and the field's been cleared since the snowstorm on Monday. They did a heck of a job clearing everything out of here, and the field's in great shape.
Here comes Lumen, the pitch to plate. Follows his blockers. He's out over the 35, 36-yard line. Gets about 4 or 5.
Well, you saw right there when Walker Plate went to his left, he was still able to plant and drive forward. That was indicative of the great shape that this field is in right now. You also saw some pretty good hitting up front as the pads are really popping with that good Titan offensive line and a pretty decent Schoolcraft front.
They've got 6 up front, and this play goes nowhere. Give to Plate off right tackle, nothing doing. Different look by Schoolcraft on defense. They had 6 straight up across the line.
Yeah, I think they were shooting.
Five don't, can't block 6.
Yeah, and I think they were shooting some gaps too. So offensive line coach Dan Horn, those guys will get that figured out, what exactly that you have to do.
Third down and 4.
Early in games, that's always a situation. You feel each other out up front.
And there's Plate. He's got a first down. Plate dives out to the 44-yard line. Went right behind big Keegan Smith.
Yeah, and Johnny Teachout with a nice block up front, and Joey Papirski, the other guard as well, cleared that out. And a real nice run there by Walker Plate to get the first down early in the game. 9:35 to go in the first quarter. No score. Lumen Christi and Schoolcraft.
Tommy Putman, Joey Papirski, Dalton Hart, Keegan Smith, Jelani Harbor. Up front, 2 tight ends. Pitch to play. Played on the cutback. Good defense by Schoolcraft. Plates down at the 48. That's about 4 on first down.
That's a pretty good scrape linebacker right there, but still 4 yards on first down turns into a win.
Dawson Shearer up out of the secondary did a nice job there.
Yeah, they
of course, anybody that scouts Lumen, Tom, they're going to have 8-9 in the box. Lumen, they've only thrown the ball 79 times all year.
They are playing with a safety.
And Plate, 50. Spin move, 45. Stays on his feet for first down to the Schoolcraft 45-yard line. Walker Plate. He came into the game with 1,993 yards. He's over 2,000 yards rushing. For the season, 28 touchdowns.
Brandon Newland on the stop, the junior linebacker for Schoolcraft, but not until the Titans cross midfield. First and 10 at the Eagle, 45.
So a grind them out, ball control. That's what the Titans want to do. They want to keep Schoolcraft's offense off the field. Teach out the fullback. Lumen shifts on the tight end. Give to play. Plate dives. He's got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards. Down to the 36-yard line. Walker Plate.
Tackle by Steven Schultz for number 15 for Schoolcraft. But there's the difference. Last week, that goes for a touchdown for 45 yards. This time, they were able to stop him just for a gain of 8. So sets up 2nd and 2.
This is not a big defense. They're quick. But can they handle this Lumen offensive line? Lumen's just running it right at him. And they go to Johnny Teachout for, it looks like, a first down, 34-yard line.
We say it all the time, what a great weapon the Titans have with that great offensive line that has gelled And then the fact that you could run that fullback buck for 3 yards and get a first down.
35-yard line, and really this is just what the doctor ordered for Lumen, the ball control offense. 7:30 to go here in the first.
Yeah, keep the ball out of their hands.
Too tight shift to the left. They pitch to Plate. Plate gets a block from Teachout, turns the corner. They throw a flag.
Plate, the ball carrier.
Got a pretty good run down about the 28-yard line, but a flag tossed in.
Yeah, went to the far side of the field on just a toss sweep at 9, which is off left end. Plate looked good again. There was a
good block by Teachout there.
Of course, we're not privy to whom the penalty is against in high school ball, but it is a holding call against the Titans.
Holding on Lumen. We'll take it back to the 41-yard line. So it'll end up being a 5-yard penalty. They marked it off from the spot, so that holding penalty was downfield.
Which leads me to believe it was on one of the wideouts that were stock blocking over there. Hard to define a hold nowadays anyway, because all blocking is done with your hands.
First and 15. Double wides with Bashinsky and Kelly. Played in motion. They give to Teachout. Teachout down to the 35. He got 5 yards back. It'll bring up second and 10. And that was Schultz again on the stop for Schoolcraft, the linebacker 15.
Second down and 10.
Okay, second and 10. The Titans with the ball at the Schoolcraft 35 are in 4-down zone, so they've got second, third, and fourth down to get these 10 yards. There's no panic.
No score in the football game. We have 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. Lumen at the Schoolcraft 35. Pitch to play. 35. Oh, as he hit hard at the 33-yard line, just 2 yards will bring up a third and lengthy.
56.
Aiden Hersey,
a senior, as you mentioned earlier, not too many seniors on the field for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, they are just basically a junior team with a handful of seniors. Third down and 8. Dalton Hart over the football. Brendan Wilson, the senior quarterback, on third and long. Hands to Plate right up the middle. There he goes. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Walker Plate. A burst up the middle. 33-yard touchdown scamper.
Right guard, right tackle, and the right tight end pulled back to the left. We used to call that a counter at 8, and that was just a wonderfully blocked offensive play for the Titans. Plate literally untouched, went 33 yards for the score, so with 5:34 to go in the first quarter, Titans lead 6-0.
Kevin Salazar out on the extra point. Games like this, these are extremely important. Good job by Kelly. Kick up and good. 7-0 Lumen, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Welcome back. Lumen Christie leads 7-0. Here's the Salazar kick. Kicks it deep. Clark bobbles it. Kicks it. Boots it. Now he runs with it. And down the sideline he goes. He'll be dragged out of bounds outside the 30-yard line.
I think Norm Simpson dragged him out of bounds, knocked him out of bounds over there on the far side. Boy, Kobe Clark's dangerous.
Yeah, he is fast. No doubt about it.
I would think that Schoolcraft, even though they can throw, probably might want to get the ball in his hands a little bit more often.
First down. 3 receivers bunched near the left tackle, one to the right. Thole hands it off to Clark. in the backfield. He got away from a couple tacklers, but he's drubbed down 29-yard line. That's a loss of a yard. Lumen really had a shot at him back at about the 25.
Yeah, good swarming defense again that side. Saunders, Keegan Smith, Brody Dalton, all those kids were able to make that play. So that sets up second and 11. Second and 11 for Schoolcraft.
Pitch to Clark again and knocked out of bounds just over the 30-yard line. We'll bring up third and about eight.
I thought for a minute there you were going to go up on that roof. Third and eight for Schoolcraft. Again, Titans got them right where they want them, you would think, with the exception, of course, of the fact that they can throw this ball. Alex Thole can let this thing fly, and he's got four receivers that he likes to throw to.
And he's back to throw in trouble, incomplete.
But what he didn't count on, was Riley Aker and one of the defensive ends, probably Saunders on
Matt
the other
Saunders.
Side, with the pressure. And, boy, he was under duress and just kind of threw it into someplace nobody was going to be able to catch it. So it's fourth and eight, and they're going to have to punt again.
Aker and Saunders all over the quarterback.
Kelly and Simpson deep for the Titans.
And they'll have to kick again on fourth and eight. Again, Kelly back, low snap. Kelly on the fly. Kelly at the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Excellent return by Jack Kelly.
That's as good a play as you'll ever see a receiver receiver make, as Jack Kelly caught that thing on the run, didn't let it hit. He had a nice little lane there, didn't let it hit the ground, caught it in the air, and got himself some great yardage. So with a 7-0 lead and 4:34 to go in the first quarter, Titans get the ball first and 10 at the Schoolcraft 39.
Green machine. 33-yard touchdown scamper by Plate, and here they are again. 39-yard line of Schoolcraft. Double tights to the short side of the field. Give to Plate. Bangs up the middle off right tackle. Good block by Johnny Teachout, and Plate down to the 35, and that's a pickup of 4 yards on first down. And that clock runs with 4:15 to go here in the quarter. Titans up 7-0. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, Craig Konopacki on the hot chocolate tonight. Second down, played again. Gets outside, steps out of a tackle, down the sideline. He's shoved out of bounds, first down. Inside the 25-yard line, nifty run by Walker Plate.
Another first down for the Titans.
And Lumen on the move again, leading 7-0 here late in this first quarter. Tom, impressive by Walker Plate.
Yeah, very nice. Again, he's got great footing on this field. It's in perfect shape considering it is 28 degrees right now, but it was clear today, and the field is in great shape. It's got great footing, good offensive line play, and great running by Walker Plate.
Here's Plate again. Breaks a tackle at the 20. 15, 10, 5, inside the 5-yard line. First and goal, Lumen Christie.
By the way, I think that's the same play he scored on a couple of minutes ago. That time it was Tommy Putman and Saunders that pulled to the left and opened that up, and he cut right behind them, got inside the 5-yard line.
Titans at the 4-yard line. Threatening to jump up by a pair of touchdowns here on WKHM. WKHM.com. 3:25 left in the first. Dalton Hart out over that football. Wilson to Plate. Plate down to about the 2.
Down to about the 2 yard line.
Pretty good job again. Steven Schultz has made about five tackles here for Schoolcraft.
The way they're playing this, Schoolcraft's doing a real good job with those off-tackle plays. Plate's gotten some yardage when he can bounce it to the outside or run that counter back to the inside. Keegan Smith's on that side. He's at right. Tommy Putman's at right tackle now. Keegan's at right guard.
Here's Teach out, and he did not get there.
Teach out, the ball carrier.
He's at about the one.
Down to about the 1 yard line.
They just tried the fullback dive right over the top
of Keegan and Tommy Putman in the center, Dalton Hart. Very aggressive up front, by the way, by Schoolcraft. So that sets up third and goal from the one. We're down to 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Titans lead 7-0.
Herb Brogan sends the play in with Brendan Wilson. Titans trying to take advantage again of a short field after that nice return by Jack Kelly. 1 yard line. Plate. Touchdown, I think. It is. He got hit right at the goal line. That was a good defensive effort by Schoolcraft, but Plate got in. And then he got knocked back out, but scores the touchdown from 1 yard out, and it's 13-0.
Schoolcraft's got some tough kids right there. They're drilling him. That was a good run by Plate. They only needed about maybe a half yard, and he just barely got it. Got it to the goal line. So 13-0 Lumen Christi, 1:56 to go in the first quarter.
Kevin Salazar out of the Jack Kelly hold. Dalton Hart, the snapper. Good one. Kick is a good one. Right down central, 14-0 Lumen. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Kevin Salazar has it teed up. Lumen leads 14-0 here. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Great start for the Titans. Salazar bangs one down. Here's Clark at the 10. Trying to get outside. He's got a little bit of room and knocked down. Good play by the Lumen kick team. And that was number 10.
Riley Aker with a shot for the Titans. First down for Schoolcraft.
Griffin, number 10. I think I have a...
Griffin Dancer.
As opposed to Griffin. Griffin Dancer made the stop on the kick team.
He makes a tackle on the kick team about once a game.
Full back to throw, fires it out in the flat, caught.
Is there a 15 on the far side, maybe?
And he gets, that was Kobe Clark that caught the pass and gets about 3 yards. The key for Lumen, you'll let him get those short passes, you have to make the tackle. Because there's nobody out there if they break a tackle.
Right, that's a glorified quick pitch. And he's got 7 TDs.
Foley out here, caught, missed the tackle. Oh, Simpson, excellent play. Almost missed the tackle there on Jimmy Downs.
Thole hit Jimmy Downs, and he was able to get away from, I think it was from Hampton, but still they were able to pull him down before he got to the first down marker.
Third down about 2.
Yeah, that's what you really worry about when you get those to the open, to the outside in the flat like that where they can scamper down the sideline.
Clark is slotted. Really, they have 5 receivers. And Fall back to throw, fires caught. The Lumen defender fell down. Clark is still running, and he's going to be hit inside the 40-yard line. That's the problem. Lumen defender fell down. And, it's slick out there.
I think it was Jack, and he slipped. And, you know, you're tense anyway because that's Kobe Clark, and once he caught the ball. By the way, Alex Thole, the quarterback from Schoolcraft, doesn't even move his feet. So I suspect that the Titans will crank up the pressure a little bit on him.
Pull back to throw. Looks. They lose contain. They throws. That's
intercepted.
Intercepted! Picked off by Lumen. Cole Simpson, the sophomore. That pass was deflected, and Simpson picks it off. Turnover for Lumen, and they get the ball back.
Yeah, a bouncing ball.
Oh, there is a flag. Let's see what that's all about.
A bouncing ball, and Cole Simpson, not Norm. It was Cole Simpson. I believe I mentioned Norm earlier on a tackle on the kickoff, was able to make that grab.
Chop block on Schoolcraft, Lumen's football.
That must have been when the chop block had to have occurred, because the Titans had some pressure on Thole.
Well, I think it was on Saunders, who I mentioned lost contain out there. I think somebody had him high and then low.
The penalty wasn't on Saunders. It was committed against him. That's what you're trying to say?
Against, yeah.
It was against Schoolcraft.
It was against Saunders.
And that allowed Thole to get to the outside of Saunders.
And a great play by Simpson on the deflection. And they pitched a play. Played a block from Teachout. And he dives out to the 22-yard line, and that's about 4 yards on first down.
Yeah, that's a great play on first down. It'll be a gain of four for Walker Plate. We're down to that's probably the last play of the first quarter as the clock runs with about 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, Lumen will not run a play. We'll take a 90 break here. And we'll be right back on 970 1015 FM. 14-0 Lumen.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen, play runs for two more yards. It'll be third down, about five here for the Titans. Following their takeaway, the ball's at the Lumen Christie 23-yard line. Out of town, Tom.
Yeah, in the other Division 7 game that's being played tonight, Pawama Westphalia has scored first with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. PW scored, and now it's at the end of the first. Pawama Westphalia 7, New Lothrop nothing.
Third and five. Lumen tried to bark him offside and did not do it. We'll take a timeout.
Now, New Lothrop has just scored. As quick as we said that, New Lothrop just went 50 yards and the two-point conversion, so they lead 8-7. That New Lothrop quarterback, Avery Moore, I've seen some film clips. He looks like Derek Tracy out there playing quarterback. Have you seen any clips?
No.
He is enormous. He's probably 6'5", 220.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him. Third down and five here. Lumen tried to draw Schoolcraft offside. They weren't buying that, and they had a six-man, seven-man front. They're just disdaining right now any pass at this point. And Lumen has not even threatened to put the ball in the air. They have just simply ran the football with Walker Plate. Couple runs for Johnny Teachout. Third down and five here. And they send Jack Kelly out to the left. He's covered by Clark. Too tight shift. And they fake. Look at the run by Wilson. 30, 40, all the way up near midfield. Brendan Wilson on the fake, the quarterback keep out.
A naked bootleg to the right by Brendan Wilson. I'm positive nobody else on the field except him knew he was going to keep it. Everybody bought and bid on the fake. Great run by the senior quarterback to give the Titans a first down right near midfield.
What a call by the Lumen staff there.
They did it once earlier this season in a crucial situation.
Yeah, I think it was against Western.
I think so.
First down at the 47. Wilson gains 24 on that naked boot. And they go to play. He plunges out to the 50 for about 3 yards. Right at midfield. Well, here comes Teach Out back in with Riley Aker.
Well, and the bootleg is a great weapon to have because Schoolcraft's really crashing. They really are trying to control the line of scrimmage. They're very aggressive up front, and that's one of the weapons that you do have against that.
Yeah, and you could not believe how wide open Wilson was. Made a great fake to Walker Plate, and he took off in the other direction. Second and seven. Power eye in the backfield. Go to Plate, and he dives and fumbles, and that's what you can't do. And Schoolcraft recovers at the 40.
Hasn't seen that all. Haven't really seen that all year.
No. Somebody punched it out, and Schoolcraft gets a break here. And a little life for them.
Yeah, that was just a run up the gut by Walker Plate, probably over the six hole. Got about 7 or 8 yards, but as he was being tackled, the ball bounced free. And the Eagles recovered it.
So they have the ball right at the their 41-yard line. Throw back. He gets away and down the sideline, and that's trouble. He runs out of bounds. There is a flag back here.
There's a flag on the play.
Holding on Schoolcraft. Boy, somebody came shooting in. I thought they were going to bury Thole. That's Thole is so quick, Tommy. He just caught that out of the corner of his eye, was able to step away from that defender, then made a huge play about 25 yards.
Yeah, he's an excellent quarterback. He can throw a bullet, but he can also run, which makes that added dimension.
And this turns into a real long penalty. Goodness. From the point of the foul, this is literally a 16-yard penalty, and it's costing Schoolcraft about 40 yards in field position.
So spread all over the place, five immediate receivers for the Eagles.
Thole's going to run up the middle and knock down. Riley Aker made the play defensively. Got about 3 or 4 yards. We'll bring up a second down. And about 22.
I'm okay with that. If they want to go five immediate receivers spread all over the place and let the quarterback run and you got Aker there to make the tackle, that's a lot better than having him wing it.
Thole going to throw it long. And that is incomplete. That's just a Hail Mary pass by Thole. Walker Plate was right there on the coverage on Lawrence. Parker Lawrence. Or is it Lawrence Parker? One of them. Third down and 22.
Hey, we got a wild, that's a wild one up at New Lothrop. Pawama Westphalia has come back and scored and taken a 15-8 lead. PW over New Lothrop in D7.
End of first, no score down at Hillsdale. Hillsdale Onstead. Thole back to throw. Looking. They want to set up a screen. Now he runs and he's going to be hit. And down he goes. 23-yard line. Loss of five.
Keegan Smith, Riley Aker.
Fourth down.
Ben LaFear also right there.
Jelani Harbor was there. And fourth and forever, almost 30 for Schoolcraft.
Two setbacks for the Titans back here to receive this punt at their own 43-yard line. Simpson and
Kelly
Jan
Simpson.
Kelly.
Here's the kick. Kelly, and he's hit immediately at the 50.
Is that number 12 on the tackle? Dawson Shearer, very nice tackle there. As Jack caught the ball, Shearer was right there, broke down, made the stop.
Action brought to you by Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, West End Farm to Table. Lumen first down, midfield, 50-yard line. They lead 14-0, and we have 8.5 to go, first half. Teach out
the ball carrier.
about a yard and a half.
Tough going to run that trap up the gut.
Yeah, they really, Lumen needs to get the ball to the outside because they literally have eight people up here between the tackles.
Right, and they're overplaying it off tackle, so you would like to see them get it out a little bit. When you say outside, not off tackle, but all the way outside.
Even that little stop pass, Tom. If they miss one tackle, there's nobody back there.
Yeah, once there is a safety.
Second about nine. Wilson back to wide open down the middle. Caught by Hampton. The 20, the 15. First down, Lumen at the 15.
Well, good job by the Titans to convert that route. They had Schoolcraft had two safeties, and when you've got two safeties, the best way to go against that is to go right up the middle.
Basil Hampton was wide open down the seam.
And Hampton split those two safeties, got past the linebacker, and the safety couldn't roll over. So Wilson hit him. He threw a bullet, and now the Titans are all the way down to the Eagle 15.
Good job by Hampton, too. He got hit hard, and he was kind of in an awkward position there with his back to the defender and held on to that football. 15-yard line, or just inside the 15. Wilson pitches to plate. Plate the 15, plate the 10. Plate is down inside the 5-yard line for Lumen Christie.
Saunders had the out block, but again, Joey Papirski is down there leading that blocking. So did Jelani Harbor on an inside release, picking somebody up. So a gain of 10 on first down sets up first and goal from the 5.
First and goal for the Titans.
7 minutes to go in the first half. Lumen Christie leads 14-0.
First down from the 5-yard line.
Unbalanced.
Brendan Wilson.
Unbalanced to the right.
And the power eye, they pitch to play. Touchdown, Lumen! 5 yards played literally untouched on the pitch sweep off the power eye setup.
For those of us who played football here, it's goal line right, and it's just a toss at 3, and that's just a great play by the Titans. They cleaned it up. I'm not sure if Schoolcraft adjusted, but you got those big kids blocking and good execution by the entire team. They're playing hard. They're playing smart. So with 6:52 to go in the first half, it's 20-0, Lumen Christie.
I think the Titans were ready for this one. Salazar, extra point, snap, good. Kick up, kick, good. 21-0, Lumen Christie. Over Schoolcraft with 6:50 to go. Here in the first half, action brought to you by Seymour Ford, OmniSource, the craft agency, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and another Titan touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. Another huge game for Walker Plate.
Michigan product, Michigan people, Michigan.
Titans have thrown one pass, and that went for what, about 40 yards now?
Yeah, at an extremely opportune time, by the way.
Absolutely.
Salazar kicking off for the Titans.
And Salazar has it teed up 21-0. Lumen Christie here midway through the second quarter. Salazar's kick is a low bounder. They grab it. They're in trouble, and down he goes at the 20.
I think that was 3. Jimmy Downs had all kinds of trouble fielding the ball. Once he fielded it, he was able to stand before he, because he almost had to grab it face first on the ground, but he was able to get up. Might not have gotten any yards. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles at their own 20.
Lumen just machine-like here so far in this football game. A lot of time left.
Oh, boy, a lot of time.
And Schoolcraft can score a lot of points in a hurry. But, wow, they are behind the eight ball now.
Which probably means they're going to start throwing.
And they throw over the middle, incomplete, and Plate almost had his hands on it as he threw it behind the intended receiver.
Yeah, ball bounced right off the receiver. Can't read the number. It's a single
number. That was
number.
Parker again, and that went off his hands.
That's Parker Lawrence, number 8.
Yeah. Second and 10. They give to Clark. Clark's drilled.
Boy,
21-yard line.
Two Titans right there on the tackle. I want to say it was Aker and
Teacher.
Brody Dalton.
Brody Dalton was there. Third and 9 for Schoolcraft. They have been mesmerized here in the first half. Full back there with Kobe Clark. Back to throw it. Rush on. Out in the flat. They miss a tackle, and Clark has a first down all the way to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, that's the biggest danger right there, is to allow him up that sideline and let them get back in the game.
And a Titan is down. Yeah, they lined up Clark in the backfield and threw to him out of the backfield, and one missed tackle, and he's out for 20. Lumen player down at the 42. Let's take an injury timeout. 1 minute break. We'll be back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Basil Hampton is the injured Titan who made the tackle over on the far sideline. And he's finally up on his feet. And Hampton has been just plagued with injuries all season, Tom. And this one does not look good.
No, he was motionless after that play over on the far side. They're taking him off. It looks like he can't put anything on his right leg.
So that brings in the junior Griffin Dancer off the bench. Schoolcraft Lumen, 6 to go here in the first half. And that was a must first down for Schoolcraft on that third and lengthy. Full back. Fires it out here. Caught. They go right at Dancer, and the big guy DeVries makes a catch for a first down. Pickup of about 12.
Is he the taller kid that Herb was talking about in the pregame? And Griffin Dancer made a nice tackle after the catch, but the cushion was there, so it was a gain of maybe 11. Clock runs, 5:45 to go in the first half. Titans lead 21-0.
And these are real quick throws. You can't even really get to the quarterback. Quarterback keeps it and eats it. Riley Aker. Aker's had an excellent first half, made the tackle, the linebacker, second and 10.
Yeah, he's had 4 or 5 tackles from that inside linebacker position.
Lumen 21-0, Thole and Clark in the backfield. And Thole back, has some time, throws it down here, caught. And that'll be all the way down to Lumen 15-yard line.
It was
Walker played on the coverage.
Parker Lawrence got just inside a plate. Plate was right there, but boy, that ball was thrown perfectly.
Perfect throw by Thole. And he stands back at the out of the shotgun at about the 22-yard line. And Thole back to throw it. Rush on. He throws, and that's incomplete. Rush by the freshman. Ralph Golden got right in his face and forced an underthrow.
Good job by Ralph there.
Second and 10, ball at the Lumen 15. Titans lead 21-0 here on WKHM. For Northwest Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, part of our group here, with Fuller's ChemDry and Schlenker's on the player of the game. Alex Stoll, the junior. And a timeout call for Schoolcraft. Let's take a break. 30-second break, and we'll be right back on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Titans up 21-0. Schoolcraft has a second down and 10. They're at the Lumen 15, their best drive of the game after a couple big pass plays. Thole hands it off to Clark. Clark got a block. Great play defensively.
Clark, the ball carrier.
Jack Kelly, an outstanding play up out of the secondary. Third and eight. Kelly doesn't make that play. I think Clark probably scores. Super play by Jack Kelly. Third and eight. Fall back there with Clark. And he throws it sideline. And was he in bounds? Touchdown.
Touchdown for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, that's...
That was DeVries on Griffin Dancer. Mismatch there. And hit him right at the pylon. And a good play by DeVries. Harmon DeVries, he's a junior.
Of course, we knew that they were going to do that, but there's not a whole lot you can do. He kind of pushed. Again, these kids are getting away with that. Seems to be this year more than any other time. Just that little fade in the corner, or it wasn't even in the corner of the end zone. It was just inside the goal line.
Parker Lawrence is the kicker. Downs the holder. Snap good, and the kick is up, and no good. He hooked it off to the left, no good. 21-6. Lumen Christie back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
That was an 80-yard, eight-play drive for Schoolcraft's score. Chocolate milk has essential nutrients every athlete needs, not typically found in traditional.
So the Titans have 4 minutes and 12 seconds to work with here.
Rethink your drink and pick chocolate milk.
And again, a lot of time with this quick, Tom. This is a quick strike offense.
Right, and the best thing the Titans got going for them when they get the ball back here is that they can take, hopefully, the rest of the time here in this first half. 4:12 to go in the first half. But that's a problem. You lose your starting defensive back. They're a throwing team. They're going to hit the perimeter. That's very tough.
Yeah, that hurt. And Parker Lawrence does the kicking. And again, Lumen will get the ball to start the second half. The kick to Cole Simpson. Simpson at the 20-25. And he winds his way out to about the 28 or 9-yard line. And that will be a first down. Lumen at the 29. Time out of town.
Anstead with a 6-0 lead against Hillsdale. And Pauama Westphalia has scored again. So with 3:15 to go in the first half, it's Pauama Westphalia 22, New Lothrop 8.
Of course, Lumen will play the winner of Detroit Loyola, Cass City. They play tomorrow afternoon. Titans pitch to plate. Turns a corner. Plate's got good yardage out over the 35, 38-yard line, just short of a first down. He was chased out of bounds over there with 3:57 to go. In this first half, Titans up 21-6. If you're just joining us.
Yeah, it's very important. Now get this first down on second and one. 3:57 to go in the first half and keep the clock moving.
Titans fumbled. Wilson fumbled the snap. I think he got it back.
You know, that's plate fumbled earlier. And
yeah, Wilson got it back. That's the one thing you can't do.
Just looked like he tried to get underneath and out of that behind center a little bit too quick.
Can't turn the ball over.
And he hasn't done that in 2.5 months either.
So a third down and one again, as Wilson did get that fumbled snap back, 38-yard line. Everybody in tight. Go to plate. Plate did not get it. Stays alive and gets a first down. Unbelievable run by Walker Plate. He was down for a loss of 2 or 3 yards. He would not go down and got the first down at the 41. Amazing 4-yard run by Walker Plate.
He was stopped on a buck over left guard. It's pure stopped, stood up, got out of it, went to his right, and probably over about right tackle was able to get across the 40-yard line down to the 41 for a first down for the Titans. Clock runs 2:49 to go in the first half.
Wilson looks over the defense. They've got 8 in the box. Play action. He rolls, he looks, he throws. Good catch by Matt Saunders at the 49-yard line.
Gain of about 8 or 9, but gain about 8 right there as they ran that trap pass. Saunders came from the right side on that drag across the middle. Nice pass by Wilson. Get yourself 8 yards. Sets up second and 2.
Diving catch by Saunders, 49-yard line. And the Titans moving with 2:10 to go here in the first half. Wilson, pitch to Plate. Plate has a first down. He's in Schoolcraft territory, 47-yard line.
Schoolcraft's hitting. These yards are tough to come by. He needed 2 and got 4.
That'll be a first down, 48-yard line of Schoolcraft. Titans lead 21-6 on WKHM, WKHM.com around the world. Wilson gets the play from Herb Brogan, and we're, you know, the clock's a factor. 1:45 to go. Wilson, Kelly in motion. Wilson back to throw, and he's going to run. Good job by Wilson to get out of there and got it down to the 44.
Hey, scrambled for a gain of 5.
Yeah, Schoolcraft had great coverage on the two receivers out there were Brody Dalton and Matt Saunders. And we have a flag down at the...
What's the flag on the play?
A holding call on Schoolcraft.
Against Schoolcraft.
Wow. Time out of town.
Wow, down at Hillsdale, on studs, Logan Robarge has a 62-yard interception return for a touchdown with 4 seconds to go in the first half. So now at halftime, Onstead leads Hillsdale 6-0.
Wow. 38-yard line for Lumen, buck 16, clock running. And Wilson. He hands it off to Plate. Nothing there.
Plate, ball carrier, very low gain. Stop by the interior. That's
Lumen might want to spend a timeout. We're down to 55 seconds left. Lumen showing very little urgency here. And they love to score just before halftime.
Not sure he really wants to throw it. I could see that draw.
Throw it out here to Kelly. And that's nothing there. Kelly might have lost a yard. Well, Herb's really playing it conservative. Finally takes a timeout with 17 seconds. You surprised?
You know what? The way things have gone, I'd have been fine just getting out of here 21-6. They're not a passing team. They're not going to throw caution to the wind. The last thing they want to do is allow Schoolcraft to get the ball back and allow them to score.
Just a reminder, as you go visit.
And I wasn't keeping the scoreboard here is nice. It's new, but it doesn't show the timeouts left. I think Schoolcraft has a timeout left, but
I think Lumen has one. So they have the ball at the 38-yard line. It's third down. And you don't expect anything, I guess, awfully fancy here, or you would have saw that earlier when the clock was running down here for 2 minutes.
Right. About as fancy, I think, as they could have gotten was that was the draw play.
Wilson's out of the gun. And he looks, and he throws it long. Got a man out there. Caught! Touchdown! Kelly! Jack Kelly! Touchdown for Brendan Wilson! Kick me in the shin! Are you kidding?
Well, Brendan Wilson hit senior Jack Kelly on stride. He was flanked wide to the right, and he simply outran that defensive man on that far side. A beautiful pitch and catch from Brendan Wilson to Jack Kelly. It with 10.2 seconds to go in the first half. Lumen Christi scores to take a 27-6 lead.
What in the world is Schoolcraft doing? Nobody back there. Kelly ran right behind, right around the DB, and then he fell down, and that was a perfect throw by Brendan Wilson. Extra point, Salazar up and good. 28-6, Lumen Christi, 10 seconds to go in the first half. An absolute stunner by the Titans, who looked like they were really satisfied with 21-6 and would run the clock out. And Wilson steps back and throws one about 40 yards, and Kelly runs right under it, you know, like it was Sunday school. Just amazing.
He's a pretty fast kid. He ran right up that sideline and
didn't drop it.
And didn't drop it. Offensive line gave him just plenty enough time, and Wilson stepped back in the pocket and let it fly.
Crazy first half here for Lumen Christi. As they lead by 22 with 10 seconds to go. Now, the one thing you want to do here is don't kick it to Clark.
No kidding.
Kick it to anybody else but Clark.
Yeah, I let it bounce around. You cannot possibly kick this thing in the air.
With Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, and Josh Ankrell. What a first half for the Titans. Low kick, rolls around, picked up. Jimmy Downs on the run back, and he goes down at the 32-yard line.
Cooper Keene on the stop for the Titans.
He's a sophomore, Cooper Keene on the stop.
And he's made plenty of plays this season.
You know, the one thing I pointed out to Herb when we talked to him earlier is how much depth they have acquired through the season, Tom, with players coming in off the bench and being contributors.
Absolutely. They brought a bunch of, there's several sophomores that have been up and even a freshman that have played considerably.
So you got probably one play left. Lumen has four players back about 30 yards off the ball. And we have a whistle and a timeout, Schoolcraft. It's first down in about 68 yards for Schoolcraft as we hit 8 o'clock. WKHM Jackson, Titans 28, Schoolcraft 6. And they got to be in a state of metamorphosis, Tom, after that play.
I don't know why. I mean, they've had two safeties. I can't tell you if there were safeties employed because Jack just flat out beat the corner right up the side.
I saw nobody in the center of the field.
Yeah, and they had two safeties earlier on that nice catch that Hampton had because he split the two safeties like you're supposed to against cover two. So I can't attest to whether there was a safety or not, but, you know, I don't think there was because you would have rolled over. The ball was in the air long enough that he could have gotten over there, and there was nobody else there.
Wilson just went back and threw it as far as he could toward the pylon, and Kelly grabbed it at about the 10-yard line, walked into the end zone.
You want a wild one? Pauwama Westphalia scored on a 60-yard touchdown run with 36 seconds left in the first half.
Goodness.
And they now lead New Lothrop. Pauwama Westphalia 29, New Lothrop 8.
Wow.
They score with 36 seconds to go in the half. It's now halftime, 29-8.
They are for real.
We believe the clock is frozen.
It's either frozen or it's unplugged.
Yeah.
It was about 3.5 seconds.
It was 3.5, but
you would think the officials could count that down.
Apparently, we can't get to 3.5. We can either get to 3 or to 4.
They are overpaying this scoreboard operator. Goodness. Thole back to throw.
There's a flea flicker.
Run a little flea flicker. And they knock him out of bounds, and that'll be halftime. And we have reached halftime here. And Lumen Christi, dominant first half here against Schoolcraft. They lead 28-6. We'll take a four break for our fine sponsors, and we'll be back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro are presenting sponsor playoff football tonight on WKHM. Player of the game, Fuller's Chem Dry, Schlenker's. Touchdown sponsor, Aspen, 1 hour heating and cooling. And, of course, sponsor through the year, our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And we've got a bunch of them here. Here's the stunner at halftime. Walker Plate, 25 carries, 154 yards, 3 touchdowns. Kobe Clark, 5 carries, 11 yards. Unbelievable numbers there. Alex Soule hit 10 of 17, 134. Most of those came in the second quarter. Brendan Wilson was 4 of 4 for 80 yards. And a touchdown, including that shocker 38-yard touchdown pass or 33-yard touchdown pass to Jack Kelly. I guess it was a 36-yarder with 10 seconds to go in the first half at Lumen. In cruise control right now, 28-6. But again, this team has scored 544 points this year, so they're not quite done yet. They have 24 minutes, and they have probably 5 or 6 possessions to go, and they can light it up in a hurry. And Titans get that ball to start the second half, and they can take the starch out of them, Tom, of this first drive in the second half.
Yeah, they can, because they do get the ball back, and you're right. You're so, so worried anytime Schoolcraft gets the ball in their hands of what they can do. They're explosive. The Titans have done just a tremendous job to hold them to 6 points in the first half, which is really, really amazing. You can go over the stats. You'll look at the kids up front, however. They've set the pace for the Titans, and I would suspect the offensive line comes back out here at the beginning of the second half and takes care of their business on the ground and runs Lumen Christi football. Hey, Greg, out of town.
Out of town scoreboard.
Yeah, out of town. I mentioned earlier, Onstead scored on a 62-yard interception return with 4 seconds to go in the first half to take a 6-0 lead at Hillsdale. That's in the Division 6 regional. So that's a halftime score, 6-0. Pawama Westphalia scored to take a 29-8 lead with 36 seconds to go in the first half. Doggone it if New Lothrop doesn't score. So halftime score is 29-15. So 2 touchdowns in that game in the last 36 seconds. So Pawama Westphalia in Division 7, they sit in that other bracket, has a 29-15 lead at New Lothrop. Of course, Pawama Westphalia, New Lothrop winner, will play the winner of tomorrow's game, a noon game at Iron Mountain, where Traverse City St. Francis plays at Iron Mountain. And the winner of our game is going to play the winner of Detroit Loyola up at Cass City. Cass City 10-1. Loyola has got a 6-4 record. Don't have many other out-of-state scores coming in yet. Those are the only two I really have right now. By the way, if Onstead holds on and beats Hillsdale, they would go to the semifinal to play the winner of tomorrow's game at 3 o'clock between Montrose and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central.
Portage Northern has a halftime lead just in, 23-14 over Mona Shores out west. Again here, 28-6 Lumen. Let's take a break, 3-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half. That's coming up on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here in Lumen Christi, the two teams back out. Tom has plenty of scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. Let's check it.
Okay, out-of-town, about half of the games are being played today and about half are being played tomorrow. In Division 1, these are all halftime scores. Brighton has a 21-7 lead against Hudsonville. And Davison has a 21-7 lead over Utica Eisenhower. And also in Division 1, Cass Tech with a 7-3 lead over Sterling Heights Stevenson. In Division 2, it's Portage Northern over Muskegon Mona Shores, 23-14. Wald Lake Western has a 14-0 lead against Livonia Churchill. Martin Luther King of Detroit has a 49-21 lead over the University of Detroit Jesuit. And Birmingham Seaholm has a 24-0 lead against Port Huron. By the way, all four Division II games are being played today. All four of the home teams are leading. In Division III, there's only one game tonight. Halftime score, Allen Park and Chelsea are tied at 14. That game was tied at 7 at the end of the first quarter and tied at 14 at halftime. In Division 4, two games being played. Hudsonville Unity Christian has a 24-7 lead against Pawpaw, and that game's at Pawpaw. And Flint Powers has a 6-0 lead at Pontiac Notre Dame. In Division 5, two games being played. Detroit Denby leads Dearborn Heights Robichaud 34-12. And Lansing Catholic has a 19-0 lead against Kalamazoo United. Division 6, there's three games played tomorrow. Just the one tonight Onstead has a 6-0 lead against Hillsdale on the basis of that 62-yard interception return with under 10 seconds to go in the first half. Division 7, Pawama Westphalia leads New Lothrop 29-15. And just one game in Division 8, and I got to be, I admit this, I'm kind of shocked. Adrian Lenaway Christian has a 14-12 lead against Reading at Reading at the half. And then in 8-man football, the semis, they go to the finals next week. One game today in 8-man. Pickford has a 24-0 lead against Hillman.
Here we go, second half. Lumen Christi will receive. They lead 28-6 here at halftime. Parker Lawrence, one of the few seniors on this team, will kick. And he kicks it deep. Cole Simpson, 10-yard line. 15-20, down the middle, 30. 35, good return by the sophomore Cole Simpson out to the 35-yard line. Started out to his right. He saw a hole right down the middle of the field and took it.
He's a sophomore, and he has he's got stardom written all over him. He's been a good one. Terrifically solid player off that 10th grade bunch that's up for the Titans.
Tommy Putman, Joey Papirski, Dalton Hart, Keegan Smith, Jelani Harbor, Ross Jerva, Matt Saunders. There goes Plate, and he almost popped it. He's out to the 50-yard line. Goodness. Plate looked like he was shot out of a cannon there, and the last guy grabbed his ankle at the 44-yard line. And with the defense they're playing, Tom, they've got everybody shooting up for the run. They've really disdained the throwing game. That was well proven with 10 seconds to go in the half. Second down and a yard. That was 9 for Plate. There's Johnny Teachout, dives for a first down. Solid 3-4 yard carry on second and short for Johnny Teachout.
Is that the definition of Lumen Christi football right there? Plate for about
grind it out.
About 8 yards and then a 2-yarder by Teachout on that fullback buck. Good offensive line play, dig it out, keep the ball on the ground. We're down to 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi with a 28-6 lead over Schoolcraft.
Again, Lumen, they can hang on here. Play the winner of Cass City, Detroit Loyola. They're playing tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Cass City. Pitch to Plate. Look at Plate get through tacklers. He was hit at the 48. He ends up at the other 49.
Yeah, that was 4 real tough yards off the left side.
His improvement is just, I'm astounded.
Well, he's got
from last year to this year.
He has great speed, but he's got great vision and quick feet, and he's tough.
Yeah. Second down, played again on the pitch. Toss pitch, breaks a tackle down the sideline. First down, he's run out of bounds at about the 40-yard line.
Well, I tell you what, it's chilly. You can see the kids' breath, and you can see the steam coming off the field.
It's cold those out. Kids.
Yeah, I ran up on the roof. It's 27 degrees right now.
You didn't fall in that snowbank that I ended up in, did you?
It's pretty slippery. It's slippery everywhere out here.
I thought Jesse would shovel that roof off for us.
It was. You know back where you park the van back here?
Yeah.
There's 300 kids playing football back there in the snow.
40-yard line, first down, Lumen Christi. Simpson in motion, they pitch to Plate. Plate dodges a tackler in the backfield, spins away from another one, gets about a yard.
Okay, this is about the time now with Schoolcraft really cranking up the pressure. Maybe a little misdirection, or they probably won't run that quarterback boot again that was maybe the biggest play besides that pass with just 10 seconds to go from Brendan Wilson to Kelly. But Brendan Wilson's quarterback boot was maybe the play of the first half for them. So Caden Bushinski is in.
That was second down, or it is second down, I should say, and nine at the 39-yard line.
So Bushinski and Kelly wide to the right in an I formation with Teach out and plate.
There's plate. Fakes outside, goes inside, gets down to the 35, 5 yards.
Trap play off to the right. Joey Papirski, the left guard, pulled to the right. Got a couple of yards. It's going to set up third down and six.
And what Lumen has done, they've chopped about 4 minutes off the clock here to start this third quarter.
So Bushinski and Bushinski and Kelly out, Ross Jerva back in.
Third and six.
And Brody Dalton back in.
Power eye. Pitch to play. Has a block. And looks like he's got a first down.
Well, the Titans try to neutralize that.
Now they marked it short. Looked like Plate got past the chain, but he didn't.
They tried to neutralize that aggressiveness of Schoolcraft by huddling real close to the line of scrimmage, breaking the huddle, setting real quick, getting the ball snapped in the play run. A little bit different story now at fourth and one.
Looks like they're going to just let the clock run down and take a timeout here on fourth and one. Just bleed the clock as much as they can.
Clock, of course, right now is stopped with 7:57 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's classic, Brogan. I don't think they're going to run a play here, are they? That's a... should be a first down. Teach out's over the 30, and that will be a first down.
That was just to the left of center. Jelani Harbor, Ross Jerva were on, I think, that side. Again, good blocking up front by those kids. Barely got it, got the ball across the 30. Ball's
needed a yard, got a yard and a half.
Yep, ball's completely across the 30-yard line now, so the clock is going to run. There's 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi 28, Schoolcraft 6.
Yeah, Lumen, this is classic Lumen Christi football, just bleeding the clock here with a sizable lead. No reason to take any chances at all. Football at just inside the 30-yard line. There's play again up the middle. 20, 15. Plate dragged down 11-yard line, 12-yard line.
First down for the Titans.
Plate picks up 18 more yards on first down right up the gut.
Well, that was a huge first down in order just to get that yard and a half, and then that's the backbreaker right there for Schoolcraft.
Yeah, get that clock rolling. 28-6. And the Titans have a first down at the 12-yard line. Plate, the lone running back. Motion Saunders, pitch to Plate. There's the cutback and the spin move, and he's just inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot him right on the 10. Tom?
Hey, real quick, out of town, early in the third quarter, New Lothrop has scored again. So two straight touchdowns for them. Pawama Westphalia still leads New Lothrop, but now it's 29-22 early in the third quarter.
That promises to be a fantastic finish in that one.
And the big dog just checked in, Jamie McKibben. At the end of the third quarter, it's Onstead 12, Hillsdale nothing.
Here's Plate. And he's down to about the 6-yard line. Lumen can get a first down at the 2.
Going to bring up third down and about 4.
I thought the big dog was in hunting in Kentucky.
Well, you know, in the wintertime, I shoot you guys scores from Largo, Florida.
I know.
I'm at Indian Rocks Beach Center.
I understand.
I think I sent some in week 3 when I was at my goddaughter's wedding in Farmville, Virginia. I was shooting you scores.
Third down about 5 here. or four. They can get a first down. Teach out back in at fullback. They go into the power eye, the jumbo package. And they tried to bark Schoolcraft off, and they'll take a timeout.
Schoolcraft did adjust to the goal line right formation by the Titans that time. They flopped the left tackle over on the right-hand side. I would say, because Schoolcraft, obviously a tremendous program, 30 times they've been in the playoffs to the Titans, 29. So that's somebody that's, you know, of equal standing. But they were well coached. You saw them. They've covered the trap pass, which almost nobody ever covers. They've done a lot of good things. They've taken away some things from the Titans up front. They're overplaying some.
Their defense has been on the field 6.5 minutes to start this third.
Yeah, I mean, and the Titans are very confident in what they can do up front and just continue to grind that thing out. No panic here.
So the offense over talking to Coach Brogan following the timeout. It'll be third down. They need about 4 yards for a first down, 6 yards for a touchdown. The Titans lead 28-6. And again, that other game we haven't talked much about, at Iron Mountain tomorrow, Traverse City, St. Francis, Iron Mountain.
Game time temperature.
Who are they going to send to scout that one?
Man.
I think Frank Pomerico is going to scout that.
That's a pretty good drive.
That is a good one. Third down, they pitch to Plate. Plate throws it. Wide open. Touchdown.
That was Caleb Boyce. Boyce is a backup receiver, played on the left side, a toss to Plate. Everybody thought Plate was going to run it. He pulled up and threw, hit Caleb Boyce on a 6-yard touchdown pass. And with 5:23 to go in the third quarter, it's Lumen Christi 34, Schoolcraft 6.
Herb Brogan has just taken Schoolcraft to the cleaners in this game. They have made every right call. Plate on the fake toss, sweep. He stopped at about the 10-yard line and just pitched it in the corner of the end zone to Caleb Boyce for the touchdown. Extra point, Salazar. That's up and good.
Extra point is good with 5:23 in the third quarter.
35-6, Lumen Christi. And we're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christi with Tom Ratchford and Greg O'Connor. Long kick by Salazar. They grab it back around the 5-yard line. Downs on the return, and he is dropped by about 7 Titans all over him.
I think 15, Owen Garcia was the first man to hit. Garcia was the first man to hit him, and then the other Titans cleaned her up.
So Tom Lumen took almost 7 minutes off the clock and just slugged it right down the field.
Yeah, Lumen Christi football, that's how you win games. You keep it on the ground. You control the line of scrimmage. You control the game.
And just when you think they're going to run it down your throat, they come up with a little trick play. Fullback throws it long down the middle, and that is caught. That may go for a touchdown. It will. Not good coverage by Lumen. You can't let somebody run behind you, and they did.
Well, that was
Griffin
Parker,
Dancer.
Yeah,
back there.
That was Thole hit Parker Lawrence on an 83-yarder.
Let him catch it in front of you.
Griffin Dancer's the backup. He replaced the injured Basil Hampton. Last thing you want to do is give them any confidence. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Lumen Christi 35 and Schoolcraft 12.
That's how quick that can happen.
Lawrence attempting the extra point.
35-12 and the extra point. They missed their first one. And they're going to fake and throw. And that's no good. So they botched that one also. And it's, the score remains 35-12. A break for 30 seconds. We're right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
So Lumen gives up a quick score. It was the bomb from Fole to Parker Lawrence. Caught it at about the 50-yard line, and he was... Lawrence very quick, and he just ran right by the defender.
Yeah, he's a good receiver. They had five immediate receivers, did Schoolcraft, and Thole just took the shotgun snap and let it fly up the right side. Hate to think that they're just picking on Griffin Dancer, who's the replacement for Hampton, but that's exactly what coaches do once they see a substitute in the game.
And they kick it. Simpson, 20-25, 30-35, 40! 45, 50. What a return by the sophomore, Cole Simpson. All the way to the Schoolcraft 48.
Yeah, he's made four or five really great plays today. So a kick return for Cole Simpson gets the ball for the Titans all the way across midfield.
There is a flag. So they're going to bring it back. But nice run by Cole Simpson. Time out of town.
A lot of scoring in this one. Pawama Westphalia came back and scored. So with 8:32 to go in the third, it's PW 36, New Lothrop 22. That winner advances to play the Traverse City St. Francis Iron Mountain winner.
So they march it back to the 20. That turns into about a 32-yard penalty. And Lumen takes over with 4:53 to go in the third. Titans up 35-12. And they give it to Plate for maybe a couple.
Yeah, give them
a Schoolcraft just daring right. Lumen to throw it.
Right, they're cranking it up, and I think they're taking those gaps. And they're doing a great job off tackle. They really crash those tackles off tackle. Pretty decent offensive performance. Obviously a great offensive performance. It's 35-12 Titans, but offensive coordinator Sean Brogan, of course, at the helm to the box to our left.
Lumen spreads the field here with four. And they go to play. He fakes left, goes right, 30-35. He's out to the 37, 38-yard line. First down, Lumen Christie.
I can't tell you if that was called misdirection or if Plate was supposed to run to the left and planted and went back to the right against the grain. But whatever it was worth a first down. And
kind of a quick draw, wasn't it, Tom?
A little bit, but it was coming this way, and he pivoted and went back the other side against the grain. And
there was nobody over there on that far sideline.
Talk about his vision all the time.
Yeah.
That's where you run.
Plate's got to be well over two. He ran for 300 yards on the button last week and four touchdowns. And he's got it again. There's the cut. Hit hard and spun down. 40-yard line.
That was 20, I think, Mark Fox, the smaller of those linebackers for the Eagles. And they do a great job. We have not seen scrape linebackers like this all season. They've done a great job of cleaning that up because usually Plate goes 60 yards on that play. Held them to a gain of four. Sets up maybe just 3 yards. Sets up second and seven.
Ball's just out over the 40-yard line. Wilson, right back to plate. 45, he's got a first down over the 47-yard line.
Joey Papirski, the left guard, pulled, and he kind of got a little tangled up, but Teachout was also, that was a power-type trap. So Plate got all the way down to the first down
for the
yardage, and he got it.
And the clock runs with 2:40 left, and that's going to...
In the third quarter.
And that's just about going to kill this quarter, that first down. Titans up 35-12. Wilson gets the call from Coach Brogan. And they go to Plate, and he's dragged down short gain there.
Gain of about 1 yard, second and nine.
Just a yard for Walker that time out to the 48-yard line.
I don't have the time, but New Lothrop has scored.
No.
On a 2 yard
run. I'm shocked.
2 yard run. So now it's got to be middle of the third quarter. It is Pawama Westphalia 36, New Lothrop 29.
Second down and nine here. Minute 40 to go here in the third with the Titans up by 3 touchdowns. Plate the lone running back, and he has it. There's a flag. Plate got about 4 or 5 yards.
Plate was the ball carrier.
That was on the side where Keegan is. I don't see an end over there with him. I think he's the only man on that end.
Call holding on Lumen.
It is spot foul. 10-yard penalty. Remains second down.
So Lumen will go to second. About 18 or so, 19.
End of the third quarter up at Lansing Catholic. Kalamazoo United has scored. So now it's Lansing. They've traded touchdowns. Lansing Catholic 26, Kalamazoo United 7.
High in the backfield with 2 tight ends here on second and long. They pitch to Plate. He gives to Kelly on the reverse. Jack Kelly's got 8 or 9 yards out to the 47-yard line. Try to slow down that pursuit a little bit, and that'll give them third and about 10.
End of the third quarter over in Chelsea. Allen Park and Chelsea still tied at 14.
Clock runs 35 seconds. Likely the final play of the quarter here. And the Titans in no hurry. Third and 10. I think they're going to get a delay. No, Herb takes a timeout. They were just about to get a delay. Herb noticed that, took a quick timeout. Take a break, 30 seconds, and we're right back on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money?
Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Seconds left here in the third. Lumen has a third and 10. And up 35-12. They have not had third and long, but maybe a couple occasions in this game. They send Plate in motion. Wilson rolling, looking, in trouble. And he's going to be dragged down.
Wilson
could not get rid of it. Good coverage out in the secondary. And that'll be fourth down. We're likely to see the first punt of the night for Lumen Christie. As the quarter ends, Titans up 35-12. And we're back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie has just punted, and we had a flag at the end of the tackle. Might have been a tackle out of bounds.
Caden Buschinski made the tackle, and it was definitely, there was something happened after you got well past that white belt on the sideline.
Personal foul.
Dead ball, personal ball against the Titans. A 15-yard march off. First down for Schoolcraft.
So Schoolcraft gets great field position to start the quarter.
Did I hear Herb say something about don't make any bonehead plays? Wasn't that his quote in your
exactly.
interview the pregame?
Yeah. Ball back to throw, down the middle, caught. And Lumen misses a tackle. And 2 yard line.
Man, does he throw a bullet. Riley Aker came all the way down and made the tackle at the 2. He threw a bullet. I think Owen Garcia missed the tackle. He's the sub. He's the sub that's in there instead of Dancer. Replacing Basil Hampton.
Yeah, so, that loss is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of Hampton. He's also the backup to play. And Toll looking and throwing, and that is incomplete at the goal line.
Pass is incomplete.
Man, yeah. Alex Thole can fire the football.
And he gets rid of it so quick, Tom, it's hard to get back on him.
Yeah, almost looks like a catcher throwing from the ear. He doesn't want to move his feet, let's put it that way. When he does, he's going to run.
And he looks and throws, and that is caught, touchdown. It's like picking cherries there. Easy. So, Schoolcraft has scored 2 quick touchdowns here in the third. And it's a 35-18 game.
Well, that's 2 straight touchdowns.
They're likely to go for 2 here,
yeah,
I would think.
I would think so. You can throw it like that. They got that great big tall kid over to the right. DeVries.
Plates over there on him. And Toll. Going to run it and incomplete. Good job by Lumen to shut that off. Score remains 35-18. And a quick break. We'll be back. This game is not over. There's a lot of time left. 11:25 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Time out of town.
Several finals in, but the one that's halfway close to here, Onstead has avenged their earlier defeat. Onstead has beaten Hillsdale 12-0 in Division 6, and they'll advance to play the winner of the Montrose Monroe St. Mary game. That's tomorrow at 3 at Navarre Field at the fairgrounds in Monroe.
Onside kick, a flag comes out. That was picked up by Matt Saunders. He might have run for a touchdown.
Dead ball offsides against the kicking team.
Okay, so the onside kick attempt by Schoolcraft was messed up. Ball was whistled. It's offsides against them. It'll take it back 5. So, 11:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Lumen Christie 35, Schoolcraft 18.
So that gives, really, that penalty is meaningless. That gives, if they do want to onside kick it, that gives them that opportunity again. Parker. Little pooch kick. Lumen falls on it. Matt Saunders again. And Lumen will have great field position at the Schoolcraft 46.
Yeah, and the ball was kicked right at Saunders, and he did a great job covering it. Didn't bobble it whatsoever. Covered it, went to the ground.
Lumen up by three scores yet here.
But you're still, you know, I'm still on pins and needles over here because of the way they get, they can score.
Well, the only thing that has stopped Lumen is themselves. They had the holding penalty, killed that last drive, and then that personal foul gave 15 free yards. But, yeah, they, after playing great defense in the first half, not much here. And now plates in the backfield.
Well, I hope they're not running out of gas over here. That's a loss of about two off the right side. And again, they're overplaying that. You've mentioned it. We've mentioned it all night. They're overplaying the run. Jerva and Dalton in. Saunders and Bushinski out for the Titans. 10:50 to go in the game. Clock runs. Lumen Christi leads 35-18.
Second and 12. Pitch to plate. Good run there. He's down near the 40. There's another flag. Wow.
Linesman threw the flag ahead of the play, ahead of himself.
See what this is.
I always kind of hope for a face mask in there, but it doesn't look like it.
Officials said. Wow, it's against Schoolcraft. Wow,
well,
look
that's
where
huge.
This is going, all the way to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that's a 15 from the spot. That was enormous. I was hoping for a face mask, and
you got better.
It was Christmas here in November.
Yeah. Well, plate had about five, and that gives you an extra 15. So not many flags tonight, but they have, a couple of them have been significant. That's certainly one. Plate, cut back, 20, 15, dives down to the 12-yard line. Walker plate. Look at big Dalton Hart.
That's quite an offensive line, and those kids have gelled together. But again, plate was just tripped up by a hand that somebody was able to reach out and do. All season long, that's a touchdown, but that's how good Schoolcraft is to be able to close that up.
10 to go, 12-yard line. Winner will play next Saturday afternoon somewhere. We just hope it's not Chelsea. Anywhere but Chelsea. Power eye, plate, the tail. Just pitch it to him. And down at the 10.
Could you imagine broadcasting tonight from that outside? Or even Novi. That wasn't any picnic either, because we got inside, but I think those JTV guys had to be outside. That's
just a yard for plate there. Second down and 9. Titans lead 35-18. They pitch to plate the other way. And he's hit hard at the 7 or 8 yard line.
He really was hit hard. I can't see the number because they've got these, you know, yellow numbers on a white jersey.
Yeah, Schoolcraft has just, you know, they tie Western for the worst uniform on the planet.
We've seen certainly this year.
You just can't see the numbers.
But the clock will continue to run. 8 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the game. Lumen Christi with a 35-18 lead. It'll be third down and six. And they're down at the Schoolcraft 8.
8 yard line, third down. Six for a first. Pitch to plate. And dives down. Did he fumble the ball? He did. He fumbled it.
I'm not sure he's fumbled twice all year, and he's fumbled twice tonight.
And Schoolcraft comes up with it at the 5 yard line. Wow.
First down for Schoolcraft.
So, Schoolcraft's going to take over. You know they're going to throw. They're deep in their own territory. The Titan defensive backs now, it looks like Cole Simpson has moved back to safety. So Simpson, Plate, Jack Kelly, and Bradley.
See if they can get after this quarterback.
So a little position change for the Titans.
Tall back, throws it. DeVries, he's hammered but makes the catch. That's a good catch by DeVries.
Yeah, he was just, you know, untouched, and he threw a bullet to him. Cole Simpson made the tackle immediately. You got to hope for a bad snap on the shotgun on this.
Can't get to the quarterback, throws it long, got a man out there, caught, and touchdown. Unbelievable. What a throw by Toll, and Lawrence out there beat Kelly for the touchdown.
All right, Alex Thole, what's that, 62 yards, and they've scored on two plays since they got the ball back from the Titans. He beat Jack Kelly in just a sprint. Holy moly. So now 7:51 to go in the game. It's Lumen Christi 35, Schoolcraft 24.
They're going to kick here. Lumen's still up by 11. This is just amazing. Not enough players out there for Schoolcraft. They run somebody on late. And there's the kick. And did he miss that one? That's no good. He missed that off to the left. Titans stay up by 11. That's a touchdown, a two, and a field goal. But, Tom, you got to figure out a little different defense here.
Well, you have to hold on to the football offensively,
well,
for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The ball's down inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that game should be over.
We haven't seen Walker Plate fumble all year, and he's fumbled twice in this game, and both turned into touchdowns for Schoolcraft.
But you run somebody 40, 45 times. That's
oh, no,
that's a
no,
tough
no,
night.
No, that's eventually going to happen, but
now we're looking at the onside kick again with 7:51. And the secondary play, which has been suspect previously this year, has come back to make this kind of a game here with 7:51 to go. Here's the onside kick. Matt Saunders covers it again. Time out of town.
This is unbelievable. New Lothrop has scored on a 6-yard touchdown pass with 4:48 to go in the game, but they missed the PAT, so Pawama Westphalia still leads 36-35.
Wow.
They missed the PAT. Now, I don't know. Mike didn't tell me if they went for two
right
to take the lead, or whether it was I assume they probably went for two to take the lead with just
probably
4:48 to go.
As good as they are.
Oh, Mike said it was a kick. They tried to kick it and missed it.
49-yard line here. Pitch to plate. And he got away from a couple tacklers. Great run by Plate. He should have been down back at the 45. And he turned a play that was going to be a loss into about a four-yard gain to the 45. Lumen wants to grind this clock down. This clock has been moving slowly here. Just past 9 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Second down, 6 for the Titans. 7 to go, and they lead by 11, 35-24. And Plate right up the middle. Good blocking there. First down, Plate almost broke it. He's dragged down inside the 30.
Yeah, Jimmy Downs dragged him down, and now you're thinking, and I know Walker Plate's thinking the same thing, just hold on to the football.
Yeah, everybody's going to be grabbing for the ball.
So the clock will start as soon as they put the chains down. 6:50 to go in the game. Lumen Christie with a 35-24 lead, and now with the ball inside the 30.
GOC, Tom Rashford, Josh Ankrell. Titans can hang on here. We'll be with you next week somewhere on a Saturday afternoon. Teach out for nothing.
You know, that trap has been played very well by Schoolcraft.
Well, they've got 6 guys in there.
Right.
They're just, they've disdained the pass.
Right. You've been able to run the fullback buck, but not the trap. So here comes Ross Jerva and Caleb Boyce replacing Teachout and Bushinski. Titans have several packages. Sean Brogan and the offensive coaches set up. There's very specific people that are in for different plays.
There's Plate diving inside the 25.
He
is that ball
again.
Loose again?
He fumbled again.
That ball may have been loose again. Titans got it back, and I think it was Plate. But he did bobble it down there. And they'll spot it at the 24-yard line, third down.
Wow.
And about 5 for the Titans.
Titans have an 11-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the game, and the clock is running.
Under 5 to go.
Schoolcraft has scored 3 touchdowns in a row here.
Throw it out here to Kelly. Kelly ran into his own man, but he broke away. And he's down at least close to a first down.
And he stayed in bounds, so the clock continues to run.
Wow.
Boy, he was thrown to the ground hard. Got right back up, held onto the ball.
The ball's right at the 20, and they need about a yard.
Brings up fourth down, about a yard for the Titans.
And the Titans should probably let this clock just run down.
We're down to 4:10 to go in the game. The clock is running.
I'm surprised Schoolcraft isn't using a timeout. They've got to stop this play.
Oh.
Yeah, Lumen jumped.
They tried to run the big package in and get to the line of scrimmage like they did earlier.
I hate that play.
And draw them off sides, but the Titans moved.
Yeah, I think it was Jerva that jumped.
Yeah. By the way, Schoolcraft was jumping too. But
yeah,
that's
right.
They did have it just wasn't executed very well.
No.
It was the right thing to do. So now
so you go to 4th and 6.
And the clock does stop.
You can't make this up. Titans by 9. Fourth down. They're trying to hang on here.
Clock is running now.
And Wilson out of the gun, rolling right, looking. In the end zone.
He caught that.
Incomplete.
Oh, I thought he caught it.
Had his hands on it, and Cooper Keene had it. But there was great coverage there.
It was really good.
The problem
coverage.
Is he missed. Matt Saunders wide open. He did about a 10-yard stop, turnaround, wide open down the middle, and he missed him.
Man, Wilson threw that right.
That was a risky pass to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
Now you got to get people back, Tom. Don't you can't let these receivers just run by you.
Okay, now deep. There's three deep. It'll be Bradley Plate.
At least make them earn it. You got to have some safeties back there, and don't let people run past you. Let them catch it and tackle them. That's fine.
So Bradley Plate and Simpson deep.
And go after that quarterback.
That'll help.
He gets away, and he'll run out of bounds. That's fine. Out 31-yard line, about six. He does get out of bounds. 3:33 left.
Yeah, that's the one part of Alex Stoll's game that we haven't really seen yet was his running ability, and that's a pretty nice play right there.
He is quick.
He didn't force it. He got flushed out of the pocket and got himself 6 yards there on first down, and he got the clock stopped with 3:33 to go. Lumen Christie with a 35-24 lead.
Throw back and fires. That's caught. Got to make the tackle. They do. That's a first down. That's fine. 37-yard line.
I think that was Kobe Clark, and that was a pretty good play, actually, to keep him to only about a gain of 5 or 6 on that.
Clock runs first down. Schoolcraft at their own 37. Toll back. Plenty of time. Short pass. Oh, big hit on Clark. He got just destroyed by Jack Kelly. Short gain.
Jack arrived right when the receiver was going to catch the ball, and he drilled him nice and clean. Ball popped.
Oh, and he dropped the ball, too.
Yeah,
that was incomplete.
Yeah, the ball bounced away.
I'd rather have him catch it and have the clock run, but they didn't ask me. 3:12 to go. Lumen, 35-24.
No, nobody's asking you.
No.
But, you know, the best thing is that kid's feeling it now.
Tall back, looking over the middle, wide open DeVries. They tackle him at the 49-yard line.
Tackled
That's the first down.
Tackled by Jack Kelly, and he just crossed the midfield. So the clock will run as soon as they get the chain set. 3:04 to go. Lumen Christie with an 11-point lead.
High snap. Toll throws. It's caught. Pretty good hit there. Ooh. Inbounds. Didn't get the first. He's right at the chain, so the clock runs. That was a big play there. 2:35 clock running. Toll back to throw.
There
he's going to be hit. Down he goes. The freshman, Ralph Golden.
Ralph was over on the right-hand side, and he did a good job. He got Thole got flushed out of the pocket, and Ralph was right there to close in on the play.
Schoolcraft takes a timeout with 2:20. Finally got to Toll.
That ends a pretty good streak of Schoolcraft having some very successful plays and the Titans not.
Herb must feel about 99 years old right now.
How old do you feel?
About 199. It'll be third and about 5. The ball's back after the sack. 43-yard line. The freshman comes up with the play. They've got some kids coming up, Tom.
Oh, yeah. longtime defensive guru Joe Williams on the field trying to get these kids in the right positions. Keep everybody in front of you if you're a defensive back.
Got to make the tackle. You know they're going to look DeVries right over the middle. And they've got Clark and DeVries. They throw to Clark. And he gets out of bounds. Looks like a first down.
Well, you know, that's just it, too, because they have so many kids that can catch the ball. Lawrence and Downs and DeVries. And
that was third and five, and they got about five.
And Kobe Clark, who they basically have neutralized on the ground today.
Well, he's done nothing. Thirty-eight-yard line, toll back, rush on down the middle, dropped. Boy, he had him there. That probably should have been caught. It was maybe a little tad behind. Is that Lawrence?
Pass and center for Lawrence brings up second down.
Second and 10. Clock stops, 2:14 to go. Again, 35-24, looming by 11. Tom?
In the other Division 7 game tonight, Pewama Westphalia holds on and beats New Lothrop 36-35.
36-35, final PW over New Lothrop. Toll back, looking. He's going to be hit. He got away. And he throws. Throw, it's dropped. Oh, he had Downs. Downs dropped the ball, a flat-out, cold flat drop at the 20.
Thole was on the run. Chunky Willis and Ralph Golden had him, and they chased him towards that far sideline, and he somehow was able to squeeze the trigger on that and throw the pass, but it was dropped over on that right side.
Well, he's a lot faster than Chunky Willis.
But he had him on the run.
He did. Third and 10, Toll rolling, looking, throwing, dropped again on the sideline. That'll bring up a fourth down. That should have been a first down. That's really three passes in a row that probably could have been caught that were all dropped. That was Lawrence again. He just did a down and out, that 12-yard dig. And now fourth down.
We're down to a minute and 59 left on the incomplete pass. The clock has stopped. Lumen Christi with a 35-24 lead, and it is fourth and 10.
Crazy football game tonight on Spring Arbor Road. And here's a timeout, Schoolcraft. So they have to burn one of their timeouts here. 1:59 to go. And the goal here is keep them out of the end zone as long as you can. Certainly here, they've got to come up with a 10-yard pass play or the game is essentially over. So what a game in that other Division 7 game as Pewama Westphalia hangs on for the one-point thriller. And over New Lothrop.
And New Lothrop scored the touchdown with just a couple of minutes left and missed the kick, the PAT kick.
Shocking.
That would have tied the game. I think that was with 4:48 to go in the game.
Let's see if Lumen can make a play here. 35-24, fourth down Schoolcraft, and this is probably it for them. Looks like Dole's going to throw a lot of time, and he throws wide open, caught.
Well, DeVries is that 6'7 kid, and he just hooked on that hash mark right there on the 29-yard line of the Titans and caught it.
Yeah, it's just taking candy from a baby.
So the clock will continue to run as soon as the sticks are placed.
Clark is slotted out to the right. They have five receivers. Thole, plenty of time, throws, caught, big hit by Jack Kelly on Downs.
Yeah, Jimmy Downs just ran that little hook Jack Kelly was right there to make a sure tackle. But the clock will continue to run. A minute and 25 seconds left in the game. Lumen Christie with an 11-point lead.
Just can't get to Thole at all. And he's back to throw. Now he's running, rolling, looking, throwing long into the end zone, and that is, looks like it's caught. Touchdown.
Wow, that was
unbelievable.
Riley Aker, the linebacker, was back there covering him. Or was it Simpson, 14? It was either 44 or 14. And, man.
What a throw by Thole into the corner of the end zone.
With a minute and 5 left in the game, it's Lumen Christie 35, Schoolcraft 30.
The question was he inbounds? And there really wasn't an official anywhere near that. 35-30, they go for two. Thole looking, throwing, no good. That helps the cause. That takes a field goal out of the mix. Lumen up 35-30. Yeah, now you got to recover an onside kick. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah. Yeah, we four straight touchdowns for Schoolcraft. Lumen Christie had a 35-6 lead with 5:23 to go in the third quarter. And a touchdown right away on the first play after that in the third quarter, and then three straight here in the fourth. And they've come roaring back on the arm of quarterback Alex Thole and some good receivers, and I think all of them touched the ball in that drive. And, of course, they're also exploiting the fact that a starting cornerback from Lumen Christie is out of the game injured, Basil Hampton.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah, and it's
that's hurt.
And you've got Walker Plate having to play back there, and you've got different kids as Joe and Tony Panici are trying to get kids all over the field. And they really have, you know, just a couple of times gotten to Thole as he stood back there to pass, pretty much had all the time in the world.
On the onside kick, Parker Lawrence. Matt Saunders has grabbed two of these already. Pretty much game over if you recover here. And here it is. And that goes right out of bounds.
That ball went 1 yard on the onside kick, and
that ended up, he kicked from the 40, and that went out of bounds at the 41.
So he was obviously trying to keep it away from Saunders again, but he got it too far, and it just hooked it. And it was an execution mistake for Schoolcraft. It's one of the first execution mistakes they've had in a while. And Lumen Christie with 105.
And a 5-yard walk-off. Lumen just takes three knees here, and the game's over.
Wow. Draining.
So Lumen in victory formation. And Wilson takes a knee.
Wilson takes a knee for the Titans.
And they use a timeout with 58. Wow, this is unbelievable second half.
Yeah. Draining.
Again, a couple fumbles, really.
Yeah, and then unsportsmanlike.
Two penalties.
Yeah, you know, a couple of those penalties.
One holding penalty really killed a Lumen drive, but two fumbles.
And that penalty on that late hit or whatever happened unsportsmanlike on that far sideline was really at a bad, bad time.
But Lumen had built such a lead at halftime. They led 28-6. They have been able to, despite those miscues, are going to come out of here with the win if they hold on to two snaps here. There's one. And that will kill about 35 seconds here. Crazy second half here with Thole, really. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. And you think he'll set a few throwing records, Tom?
I've got him for
And all his receivers are back.
I've got him for 2,600 yards already this year.
And there it is. Lumen takes a knee. And they will survive this aerial onslaught in the second half by Schoolcraft. And they'll play the winner of tomorrow's game between Cass City hosting Detroit Loyola.
Your final score, Lumen 35, Schoolcraft 30.
35-30 for the Titans in a wild one. 2 minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up, check the out of town scores again before we take off here. Lumen to the semifinals next Saturday, 35-30 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford back here at Lumen Christi. The Titans hang on for dear life here after this looked like it might be a clock runner. But a fumble and a penalty turned things around, and Schoolcraft came back and really gave Lumen Christi a scare here. The Titans hang on 35-30. We're here for Seymour Ford, OmniSource, the Kraft Agency, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, West End Farm to Table, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game this evening. Tom, out of town?
Okay, out of town. Let's go halfway close. Onsted in Division 6 beat Hillsdale 12-0. That was the only game in Division 6 tonight. So Onsted advances in Division 6. They'll play the winner of tomorrow's game between Montrose and Monroe St. Mary. And then in Division 8, Reading came back as Adrian Lenaway Christian had a lead most of the game, but Reading came back and won by the score of 26-21. So Reading advances in Division 8. They'll play the winner of tomorrow's game between Fowler and Royal Oak Shrine. So that was the only game in Division 8 tonight. The other Division 7 games saw New Lothrop score with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game. But New Lothrop missed the PAT and they lost by 1. Pawama Westphalia 36, New Lothrop 35. So New Lothrop is out in Division 7. Pawama Westphalia advances. They'll play the winner of tomorrow's noon game when Traverse City St. Francis travels to Iron Mountain. In Division 5, the final is in. Lansing Catholic has beaten Kalamazoo United by the score of 40-13. In Division 4, Flint Powers beat Pontiac Notre Dame 12-9. And Hudsonville Unity Christian beat Paw Paw 38-17. So a very fine season for Paw Paw.
Old Alan Blank, former Titan,
so you,
leading that defense.
Unity Christian in D4 will advance and play the winner of Cadillac at Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Flint Powers advances to play a good one. That'll be the winner of Milan and Detroit Country Day. In Division 3, I don't have any of the only game played is Allen Park and Chelsea, and as of right now, I do not have the final on that yet. Check before we get off the air here on that one. In Division 2, the Martin Luther King of Detroit just hammered U of D Jesuit 49-21. And in the other side of the bracket, Muskegon Mona Shores beat Portage Northern at Portage Northern 28-23. And then a couple of Division I games. What a game at Sterling Heights Stevenson. Sterling Heights Stevenson beat Detroit Cass Tech 9-7. We just saw a 35-30 game, and those guys played in D1 9-7. And then the other one was Brighton over Hudsonville 35-20, so Brighton does advance. In eight-man ball up in the northern reaches, only game played today. They're in the semis. So Pickford will be in the finals as Pickford beat Hillman 40-0. And, of course, our game, we had a dandy. Lumen Christi had a 35-6 lead, hold on for dear life, and win 35-30 to extend their winning streak to 18 straight playoff games. Another semifinal appearance, and 34 consecutive games. Coach Herb Brogan, now his 367th career win. He's fourth place all-time on that Michigan all-time list. Early next season, he'll take over on third place. That was his 80th playoff win.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I have him as a playoff record of 80-17. Now, maybe that's the entire school. I'll have to subtract Jim Crowley's six. But he's got 70-something playoff wins at least.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good record. Good record.
Oh, that's incredible.
So next Saturday we'll be somewhere against either Cass City or Detroit Loyola, and they play tomorrow at Cass City, wherever that is, at 1 o'clock.
Cass is up in the thumb.
Okay.
And, again, thanks to Mike Armelli, who kept us appraised of the New Lothrop Pawama Westphalia game all night. Chelsea advances in Division III.
Wow.
As they beat Allen Park 28-27. That's three straight playoff games they've won in the fourth
quarter. And again, 12-0, Onsted stuns Hillsdale tonight in round three. So Onsted has made it to the final four in Division VI. And our Fuller Chem Drive player of the game, Riley Aker, for Lumen Christi. Good defensive performance.